The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to another lovely evening of Jay Bird watching. Yes, this is the all lockout episode, but we found a nice thing for us to have some fun with, and we got the gang officially back together. And I know it's been 2 weeks. I know you've missed us. I've seen you all been listening to our lone episode extensively over the last 2 weeks, though, so we appreciate the clicks and what's not. But we do actually have some news between the four of us now. Yes, I'm saying that four of us now. We actually officially have made Chris Key part of this team in the last 2 weeks. And we just want to say warm welcome and a golf clap to Chris Key.
Chris, you might need
some
people's permissions.
I might need people's permissions. We'll keep the hot takes to a minimum tonight just to not ruffle too many feathers.
Yes.
I do want to say
we needed some ruffling. There was too much going well. We had to throw a wrench in it somehow.
Yeah. I do want to say that very proud and happy that Chris is officially part of the team. And if anybody has anything to say about it, you go through me, motherfuckers. Okay.
Start. That was here. Almost a speak now, forever hold your peace thing, start but it took a nice little turn there.
That's all.
Oh God.
Good fun times. So, anyway,
Chris is a big boy. He can handle himself. He's got this going.
Entertaining.
I don't want to be his bodyguard.
Yeah. There you go. So, we're all good here on Jaybird Watching, having fun as usual. As you can see, in our barroom shenanigans are in full swing, regardless of the fact that, you know, there's no baseball. So, with the fact that there's no baseball going on, I am stealing the idea that, funny enough, our new member, Chris Key, here started goofing around with a couple weeks when he had just me on the show. And we're going to play Guess That Blue Jay. So the name of the game, obviously, pretty much spells out most of it. We're going to give out four clues like we're playing freaking Blues Clues on Nickelodeon here and see if we can stump each other right around the horn here. And we're going to see who can have the most points at the end of the evening and call themselves the 2022, you know, Guess That Blue Jay champion here on Jaybird Worth Watching. Also,
we say 2022. Like, yeah, depending on how long this goes, we could be doing this a lot.
Okay, January 2022.
No, just week Whether, two of 2022.
Week two. Week
two. We'll be back tomorrow for more of this.
Yes.
Yeah. So get your pens and paper out at home, because we would love to see if you guys can actually, you know, jump in and see what the scores are. Maybe we'll hand out this Ted Lilly trophy that I've been holding on to. That's actually in its original packaging. Yeah, in case you all haven't seen it. It's even got these disgusting, like, you know, now 20-year-old Pez in it from the Angry
They're
Bird.
Still good.
Don't worry about it.
You can crush those.
I still have one of them on my mantle that's open. How many beers? Just saying. So Anyways, I think I'm going to let our new member try to start us off here this evening and start off with his first clues for his first guess, that Blue Jay. Chris, okay. Go right ahead.
Before we get into that, sorry, because you went right into it. I didn't even get a chance to jump in. Three very, very important women in the game need a huge, huge shout out this week because chicks are rocking the baseball world right now. It's wicked awesome. So one, I think it started with Genevieve Beacom out in Melbourne. I think it's Melbourne. Melbourne. She was the first female pro player. She pitched for the Melbourne Aces last week. And then came the news of Rachel Balkovec, who's now the New York Yankees single A manager in Tampa. She was the hitting coach down there, and now she's manager. And from our Toronto Blue Jays, Jamie Vieira is going to be, in some regards, a minor league hitting coach. They haven't designated exactly where she's going to be yet, but she's going to be a part of the minor league crew. So super cool, super awesome.
Very, very cool.
Nice to see inclusion and diversity a little bit more.
It's just a different set of eyes, a different set of views. And like, hey, guys need to be brought down a peg every once in a while and kept in check, right? Like, and the girls and that do point, that.
And to that point, if you know the game, it don't matter who you are.
It doesn't help. Not even a little bit. Some of the smartest ball players I've ever seen on the field are girls, and they get passed up all the time just because of who they are, and it's bullshit. So you go, girls. Anywho,
great shout out, Chris.
Yeah, very good.
Okay, to our
senior game. Already on a rant. Do you want to lay out the rules? Because I actually forgot. This was your game originally.
So okay, so
it's
you
4 points potential.
5 points. You get 5 clues.
5 points. Oh, I did only
so you
four.
You start at five.
I have 4 clues too.
Yeah, you start.
Okay, we're starting
points.
With 4 clues.
You start at 5 points, 4, 3, 2, 1 point for the last one. Okay.
Okay.
So this player was a 5-time All-Star, 2-time MVP.
Okay.
He was a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Still stumped.
Had MVP votes as a Blue Jay.
MVP votes as a Blue Jay. I figured both those out. MVPs were not as a Blue Jay. Maybe.
Hit career home run 500 as a
Frank
Blue
Thomas.
Jay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Frank Thomas. Yep. So that's 2 points for Brendan then? Or
yep.
One?
Ding, ding,
2 points
ding.
For BP.
Two. Because the last clue has had a rocky relationship with John Gibbons.
I think that's where we're going to find most of these random things is my last clues are just a bunch of jokes usually on these. So, all right, Brendan, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go right around my screen here on our broadcast screen. And Brendan, you're just to the right of Mr. Key. So how about you hit this one out?
Yeah, let's do it. So my clues, I kind of was like, I am this, I am that. So here we go. The first one, I'm a starting pitcher and pitched for the Blue Jays between 2004 to 2007, along with one other team in 2010.
Is that all 3 clues at once?
No, that's one.
Just kidding.
Oh. So hang on. So he pitched from 2004 to 2007 and then came back in 2010? Okay.
According to the Fangraphs page, yes, there was a 3-year gap. But 2010 was not with the Blue Jays.
Oh, 2010 was not with the Blue Jays.
No, so only 2004 to 2007.
Oh, okay, so he, like, retired for 3 years.
Yeah.
Or just went off came back. Oh.
In 2005, I finished 5th in Rookie of the Year voting.
Jeremy Ricardo.
Nope.
That's not a bad guess. But
next
Gustavo
clue?
Chastain.
Yes, that's it. You got
so
it.
So is that 4 points, then, on the second clue?
I guess so, yeah.
Is that what you were saying, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to make sure I'm getting this right.
My last clues, because these are fun. I was going to go on to, I am known for having one of the funkiest deliveries in somewhat recent Blue Jays history. And then the last clue was I had one of the most unique giveaways at Blue Jays game ever, which
cologne.
Yeah. The cologne.
Cologne.
The Jacine.
Yes.
Yeah. You got to say it like that, otherwise it's exactly. Not fun.
Well done.
So, well done, Mr. Corsair.
All right. I'll start with an easy one. 15th round pick in 1977.
Oh, God.
What the 15th fuck? Overall or a 15th pick in the round? 15th round
pick in 1977. Nothing?
This
will give it away. Currently making a name for himself in Utah.
What?
Utah?
Is he a Mormon?
Yes, he is. Won two NBA titles.
Oh, Danny Ainge.
Yep, there you go.
Two for me then? Yep.
My first thought was Mark Hendrickson. I was like, wait, no, that's not right. And then I knew it was another, like a Celtic. I was like, what Celtic? Oh, yeah.
It was GM of the Celtics. So it was going to be
yes.
That's crazy. I wouldn't even. He's really the GM of the Celtics? I had no idea.
He was. He was. Now he's the GM or the president of operations for the Jazz.
Right.
There you go.
They're a good team, right? The Jazz?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, so, I know Craig, nothing about basketball.
You're picking
the one sport I have absolutely zero knowledge in.
Yeah.
The only reason I know Danny Ainge is from my freaking first Game Boy that I had. The best basketball game ever was NBA All-Stars, and Danny Ainge always crushed Magic Johnson.
If you Google search Danny Ainge Blue Jays, he's got the nerdiest picture of himself rocking a Blue Jays hat and the uniform. It's the powder blues, and he just put it on top of his head with this stupid bowl cut. It's hilarious.
I'm looking at it.
Quite as nerdy as Rance Mullenix ever.
There you go.
It's pretty nerdy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. He's just does not belong. He only hit two home runs.
You don't even know him.
Yeah. Well, he had full John Stockton hair, so I see why he ended up in Utah.
Yes. Yes. Makes sense.
There you go. All right. Craig, you're up. My turn. All right. Published an autobiography called At Home on Third.
Mullenix?
Nope.
Koski?
Nope.
Next
Number two.
Clue, please.
He's a two-time Blue Jays All-Star.
Roland?
Nope.
I got to get in the game here quick, so.
This next one's going to slam it away, but I have to tell the number four clue to give you the joke. Anything?
Gruber?
You are correct with Kelly Gruber.
Yes!
You
got to think like Craig. You got to think like Craig.
So the next one was I'm one of three Toronto Blue Jays to ever hit for the cycle. And he did it the hard way, doing a home run, double, triple, then a single. So,
damn.
Had it all done in the weird, the right order, I would say. Because you want to get the two hard ones out in one of your first three at-bats. But it was also a six at-bat hitting hit for the cycle. So it was one of those ones that he actually got out twice. And then the last one, if I was at an 80s party or an 80s celebrity look-alike contest, I would be most likely mistaken for Uncle Joey on Full House.
Yeah.
You ever seen those two pictures next to each other?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's fucking mind-boggling.
Yes.
Dave Coulier, super nice guy to meet him. Super, super nice guy. Yeah. Yeah, I met him. We were traveling around downtown Toronto for the Heritage Classic when it was there, and he came out of the Detroit fan bus or whatever.
He was
like
there?
Yeah, why? He's a huge Roy fan. Yeah, so, we were passing by this hotel and Curtis Joseph, Dave Anderchuk, Dave Coulier, there were a whole whack load of Leaf and legends. Red Wing red legends coming out of this bus. And yeah, the one that I picked out and found was Dave Coulier because I'm so cool. But, yeah.
You just wanted to be in the Full House. I know how you are. Yeah, TGIF fellas.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
it was a lot of beer and a lot of tequila later. Nah. And then that's how that happened.
Oh, cut it out. So, and then I just got to say this. He got Dion. Just saying. So, Chris, after a 15-minute cycle, we're back to you.
All righty then. Oh, no. Where did my... Oh, okay. There we go.
Oh, wait. Who said... You said Gruber, right?
Yeah, I said Gruber.
Okay. So that's three for you then, right? Second clue. Okay.
Played in 24 MLB seasons.
Oh, shit. Omar Vizquel.
Snap.
Nope. Two-time World Series winner. You're going to screw you up. He's a awesome. Triple Crown winner.
Oh, my God. What year was it? It's got to be a pitching Triple Crown winner.
I have no idea.
Led the league in ERA in both of his Blue Jay seasons.
Roger Clemens?
Yep.
Ah, that makes sense.
So that's it was the pitching Triple Crown. Wins ERA and strikeouts.
Yeah, fair.
That makes sense.
We're pretty much going in proper order here. Chris asks, I get it. I ask, Adam got it. Adam asks, Craig got it. Craig asks, Chris got it.
Here, I'm going to throw this up. You catch it.
Yeah, there you go.
Start a TikTok in the middle of our show.
And then the last clue would have been won two Cy Young Awards with the Blue Jays, so that would have given it away.
Yeah.
Yeah, seeing there's only four awards to begin with.
Gave it away for me, for sure. Mm-hmm. Cool.
There you go. So Alrighty. That means it's your ball to run with, Mr. Panikkar.
Let's do it. Okay.
Ride that victory.
Yes. So clue one, I'm an outfielder who played for the Blue Jays from 2011 to the end of the 2014 season.
Okay.
Next clue. My 2013 season led the entire team in WAR.
2013?
Melky?
Rajay? Nope. Next clue.
I just want to be this guy because I want to see the laughs. Colby.
Yes. It was Colby Rathmans.
Son of a bitch.
Even more in 2013 that a lot of people forget. That was actually a really good.
That was what we thought was going to be the coming out party for his, whole rest of his career never happened, and it's like and flash in the pan.
Here are my last two clues. I'm not sure if this one would have got it, but the last one would have. The third one was I had one of the prettiest swings when connecting for a home run, but struck out a ton. And he did have a fantastic swing. And then the last
one. You thought that was a good swing?
Yeah. When he connected for a home run, it was looked so
smooth. Yeah, but which one?
So long.
Which swing? Because he had like four different stances because
he
always.
It was the foul through.
Like he had like this one for a while. Yeah.
It was like Cal Ripken. Every so many games, he just had to change something.
Yeah. Yeah, you got bored. And then the last one was my dad is famous for getting in the way multiple times.
Oh, Mitch Marner.
So, you didn't say anything about the throat beard.
No.
His last MLB picture.
You look Amish.
Greasy mullet.
His last MLB picture was still on the MLB show roster until last season because he hadn't officially retired. He never filed the paperwork, right? All shaved here. Nothing but throat beard.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Amish. Yep. Nasty.
Well done, Craig.
I know. The funny thing is, you thought I was actually kidding with that joke. All right, Mr. Corsair, it's your turn. Tee it up.
All right. Signed as an undrafted free agent with the Giants in 2003. Nothing.
Next clue, please.
Sure.
I think I have an idea, but it's not going to be it.
This might be the giveaway. I'm looking at you, Craig. Was the piece that was returned for Shea Hillenbrand?
Jeremy Acardo. Was
it? Yep.
Damn it. I was going to say
you thought somebody stole that shit from you earlier.
I was going to say Acardo off the first one, but I couldn't remember if it was Colorado. Mm-hmm. Son of a bitch.
Yep.
Funny enough, I wasn't too far off that. I thought you were going Marco Scudero, and I thought one of your next clues was going to be I went back to the team that drafted me.
No.
He got drafted by the Giants, didn't he?
I'm not sure, but did we trade Frank Thomas for Scudero?
I can't remember who but Frank never played for the team we traded or were planning on trading him to.
Frank Thomas went back to Oakland.
Yes.
That's right. Okay.
I don't know who we got, but
was that when we got Edwin?
No.
He stayed away from the Roland trade. Him.
Yeah.
That's right. Cincinnati. Where did we get Scudero from?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out too.
I'm trying to Google it. If it was free agency.
It was for minor league pitcher Christian Bell and Graham Godfrey.
There you go. I just miss being able to yell out Marco in the ballpark and have about 15 people yell out Scudero. Yep.
Hey, he had one really damn good year. I loved Marco Scudero.
Watching him play for the Giants in that World Series was fun. Yeah, that felt like a Blue Jay win.
Yeah, it really did.
Well, yeah, Frank Thomas was never traded from the Blue Jays. He was released.
He was released. That's right. Yeah, and he went to Oakland, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Let's talk about underutilization, right?
Yeah, that's a bean signing if I ever saw one. There you
go. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why we swiped him up. It was a big signing. He had a comeback of the year award, and then he came to us. Yeah. With David Eckstein. Oh, shit.
That's right.
The next big free agent name that year. So it's my turn now, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got a fun one here because I'm just going to go full circle on Toronto and Canadian baseball teams.
Okay.
Drafted by the Expos in 1993 as a second round pick.
In 93.
Right before everything went to shit, unfortunately, for the Mr. Expos. Mm.
I might be aging myself here. I'm going to keep going. Second clue.
All right. While a Blue Jay, he only played two games at a position.
Oh, geez.
He was a Toronto Blue Jay?
While he was a Toronto Blue Jay, he only played two games on the diamond. As a physical, actual position. So he's a DH.
Oh, I think, is it Juan Rivera?
Nope.
It's not Vladdy, right? He never played.
No, but he didn't make it out of spring training.
That's right, yeah.
I was waiting and wanting that so bad.
Yeah.
Ready, the next one?
Yeah.
Sure.
Played for four different teams in an eight-year career, peaked with the Blue Jays in 2000.
Oh, I won't know.
Come on, Brennan. Isn't that when you became a fan?
In 2000.
A couple years to go.
Who was the DH?
Almost the Angry Bird era.
Yeah.
Who was the DH in 2000?
That's what I figured was going to give it away, but my terrible last clue will give it away.
I was 10.
Because he had an amazing season. It's one of those obscure
No, it wasn't Jose Canseco.
No, he was drafted by Oakland.
He played. Yeah, he played right.
Five games in the field.
Yeah, well, he played some right field, I think, as well.
Yeah, but that would have been the wrong year.
Canseco was earlier.
That one would fit that.
And he played more than 8 years.
But he was not drafted by the Expos.
The Expos either. Yeah. So everything was wrong with that.
You ready for my name teaser in my fourth clue?
Sure.
The glass was half full on offense in 2000 with 32 home runs and 104 RBIs.
For a gloss?
No.
No, gloss?
No.
Not too many words after that, so let me... The glass was full of offense in 2000 with 32 home runs and 104 RBIs.
This is a two-horse race between you guys.
I guess I have to be that guy, apparently, huh? I stumped you?
Yeah.
No.
Do we lose points for being stumped?
Okay. No, so hang on. Let's work together now. So
I won't be much help, I promise you.
So he had, 32 home runs, 104 RBIs.
As the DH in 2000.
As the DH in 2000. Drafted by somebody screaming it right now, watching this on YouTube, like just about to throw their computer or phone.
There's not too much coming through. I think I stumped everybody on the Twitter feed.
Hey, so
too.
in 2000,
didn't Craig? You said
nobody's Googling this shit yet.
That you?
No, that's against the rules, right?
That it was. Yes. You said your clue was kind of like a play on words, right? Like the glass.
So it's got to be
part
something.
Part of the gentleman's
like
name is in that last sentence. The glass was full of offense. In 2000.
Brett Fulmer.
There it is.
Yeah.
Brad frickin' Fulmer.
That dude's arms were massive.
Not as big as
you remember how he would have the bat like all the way up here, and he'd torque that thing down and then come back up, and it was like
his arms
up and down Gary Sheffield instead of
his arms were bigger than the wad of chew he was packing.
He also, to your point, Chris, I guess it's kind of fitting that you picked this one. He also had really tight Robbie Ray like pants. But that man had an insane season in 2000. Batted 295 with those home runs and 104 RBIs. And it's amazing how shit the next season was during the Blue Jays with him. And he batted like 220 and still played in a ton of games. And it did not quite pan out for Brad Fulmer in his second year as the Blue Jay. But that one year, honestly, that year in 2000 looked like he was going to be a big contributor to offense as a younger guy on that team, and it didn't quite make it. So, anyway, Chris gets one.
Well,
let's keep it, to 2004 onwards, please.
as Adamson here shuffling through his cards, going further back.
Well, like your
you
name thing,
I kept thinking that Glass was the Glass was.
Well,
the
I was
clue.
Thinking something Glass too. It was like, did they have a guy named Glass? And I was
thinking, a threat. I had you focusing on the wrong word.
Yeah,
you did. You did very well done. All right, is it back to me then?
It is now back to you.
Okay. Had Rookie of the Year votes.
Oh, didn't win it, but had votes.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
Vladdy.
Yeah, I get real cryptic here. No.
To that point, Kevin Biggio.
Yeah.
Just start dropping names.
Has had MVP votes as a Blue Jay.
Had Rookie of the Year votes, MVP votes as a Blue Jay. Aaron Hill.
Nope.
Hinsky?
Nope.
No, won
I don't
it.
Think he got MVP. Yeah, he won the Rookie of the Year.
Next clue, please.
Has had Cy Young votes as a Blue Jay.
Ah, there it is.
Roy Halladay.
No.
No, he was never considered for Rookie of the Year.
True, right. Yes, of course.
Gustavo Chacin. That's the go-to.
Hold on.
Wait for it.
Just pour myself another here while you're racking your brain.
Yeah, go ahead.
As you hear the smoke, you might as well pour some alcohol on the fire. Hoping
MVP
catches
votes
fire, right?
And Rookie
so
of the Year.
Had Rookie of the Year votes.
Yep.
Had MVP votes as a Blue Jay. Had Cy Young votes as a Blue Jay.
MVP Rookie of the Year votes as a Blue Jay.
Had Rookie of the Year votes.
Okay, so that's no. That's
has
no.
Had MVP votes as a Blue Jay.
Got
has
it.
Had
okay.
Cy Young votes as a Blue Jay.
So it's it's obviously a pitcher.
It's a pitcher that was not with the Blue Jays as a rookie.
It could have been Mike McCoy.
AJ Burnett.
No, he was with the Blue Jays as a rookie.
No. AJ Burnett was a Marlin, dude.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
No, he just got Rookie of the Year votes. It wasn't with the Blue Jays.
Yeah. Was an ERA leader.
I'm trying to think of who the fuck we Ted Lilly?
No.
Didn't I?
Man.
You're even getting my dogs all upset wandering around behind me, man. Come on.
Hey, this guy was obviously a pretty big acquisition for him to be able to get your votes and get him.
Miguel Bautista.
No.
No.
I'm just thinking random shit, free agent signings now, open for it.
The last clue is a dead giveaway, so.
So she got our buzzers ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're all going to be jumping up and down and screaming all at the same time.
Watch, none of us will.
Yeah. Yeah, you will.
Go for
Signed
it, I guess.
A major deal with the Blue Jays leading into the COVID-shortened season.
100
for you. Fucking Robbie Ray.
For you. Brendan had a first.
You.
Yeah.
Brendan gets the point. I was thinking it was Robbie Ray personally, but you said signed, not traded.
He got MVP votes as a Blue Jay?
Yep.
2020.
Yeah, must have been.
Oh,
yeah.
They weren't great votes, but yeah, they were votes. They were on the baseball reference page.
Yes. And he was a Cy Young finalist, so there you go.
Oh, God.
All right. This is my tougher one that I will be curious to see if anybody gets on the clues. Maybe. I mean, I try to get specific as it goes along. Right. So. Okay. So my first clue. I am a reliever that pitched for the Blue Jays in 2015.
Brian Tower.
2015.
Ryan Goins.
Yeah, no.
Oh, God.
Next clue.
LaTroy Hawkins.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, not LaTroy. The best season of my major league career was also in 2015.
Aaron Sanchez.
Nope. Okay, next clue.
No.
Osuna?
Nope.
Not Cecil?
Nope.
He had a really good year in 15.
He did.
Grilly wasn't on the team in 15, right? That was 16?
No. Nope. This player was only on the team for 2015. And I'll kind of give a clue. Not the full
Steve Delabar?
No. Okay, next clue. I did pitch in some high-leverage playoff innings during the 2015 playoff run to the ALCS.
Who the hell else pitched? It's not Osuna. It's not Cecil.
I'm going to give it to Chris Sanchez. Here with Ryan Goins, just saying.
No.
Wait. What were the first two clues?
I'm a reliever that pitched for the Blue Jays in 2015.
Okay.
The best season of my major league career was also in 2015. And then the third one, I did pitch in some high-leverage playoff innings during the 2015 playoff run.
I was going to say David Price, but he obviously didn't come in as a reliever, right? But he did. Did he pitch relief at all in the...
He did. He did in one playoff game, but
yeah.
No, David Price. Yeah, he came in Texas.
Okay.
For Dickey.
Yes. And that was scrutinized because they're like, why aren't you saving for game five? Okay, last clue.
Gotta win that one.
Last clue. It won't give it away like crazy at this point, so we'll see what happens. I am often forgotten about as a key trade deadline acquisition in 2015.
No shit.
I kind of it's worked, hasn't it?
It's a half point clue.
So Hawkins was a reliever. They picked up Tulowitzki, Price, Revere.
You're missing one guy.
Over with him.
Fuck, there is one more, isn't there?
Yes.
Because there were five guys.
I can't remember if Ben Revere was the last one or this guy was the last one.
Ben Revere was the last one. He was right at the last moment because the Baltimore Orioles.
So this guy
was like one of the most underrated ones.
This guy was right before him.
Fucking A.
This was my tough one.
I don't even have anything around me to.
My room's all decked out in rock and roll crap because this is where my drum set is.
Okay, I have another clue.
And he only he only played for the Jays in 2015. Oh my God, Mark Lowe.
Mark Lowe is it.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I always really liked him and trusted him coming out, and he did pitch in some decently high leverage spots in the playoffs too. So
no, he was pretty solid.
Yeah, he was. And then my clue was going to be I left for the Tigers in 2016 and flamed out entirely because he did.
Oh, I wouldn't have gotten that. I would have gotten that he came from Seattle, but I didn't know where the hell he went after.
Yeah, yeah.
So you went. So Chris, don't worry. You got the full point, not the half point.
Okay. I can deal
with
that.
There you go. All right. So, Corsair, your turn. Stump these Blue Jays fans.
I got two more. One is super easy.
If we need to fill extra time, I could pull
Let's
one
go around
the,
one more because I have
one of the old memory bank.
All right, here's a super easy one. This should be by the third clue. You guys will get it. Graduated from Providence College here in Rhode Island on the final baseball team the college ever had with Lou Maloney.
Adam Corsair.
I should know this because I'm pretty sure I'm talking about
the incredible and very sexy Adam Corsair.
Yes. All right. This might be a dead giveaway. Drafted by the Cleveland Indians in 1996 in the 12th round.
It's just only hammering the fact that I know who this is and I can't remember the name.
Then you don't know who it is because he's unforgettable.
What?
He's unforgettable.
He's from Rhode Island.
Nope. Didn't say that.
Okay,
he
so
graduated
he graduated
from Providence.
From...
Yes.
Okay. It's not the same guy then.
Because that means anything from anybody other than people in Rhode Island.
That's right.
just had to pump your own tires there for a second. I get it. That's fine.
He was playing baseball right down the street from where I was living. So that's was a stone throw away.
Okay. And he was drafted by Cleveland
in 1996.
Tom Pannone.
Nope. Tom Pannone. Yeah,
no. Nope. No.
That's
no,
the guy
no.
you went to high school with.
I didn't go to the same high school, but we were in the high school at the same time.
Got it. That's what it was.
This will be the dead giveaway.
Uh-oh.
Prime Minister of Defense. Really?
Apparently, there I don't know.
McDonald?
You should have done
McDonald? Yes, yes, yes.
Johnny Mac.
The clue was hit a home run.
So was that the last clue?
The last clue was hit a home run on Father's Day the day after his father passed away.
Oh, son of a bitch. Yeah. I can't watch that.
That done it.
I can't watch that video.
It's crazy.
Can't do it.
Tough. Yep.
Yeah.
There's Everyone it, has the, that favorite Blue Jay. And he was mine. Like, I loved him so much. He was
There's like three baseball videos I can't, or like clips I can't watch. I cannot remember the guy's name. The one from, was he playing for Cincinnati? Who he hit a home run like right after his father passed away or his mom passed away or something.
I'm not sure.
And then like that whole thing with Jose Fernandez when E. Gordon hit the home run. Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Wearing his jersey. It was great.
Yeah. I can't watch those three videos. Mm-hmm. Oh God.
Boy. The only video I can't stand watching, unfortunately, is watching Jason Kendall's freaking shin blow up.
Oh yeah, dude.
Running to first base and just looked like somebody shot his leg and is no fun. Things that make you go. Ugh.
Yeah.
Everyone, he's one of those Blue Jays, John McDonald, that like he was never he was a phenomenal defender, but he was just not on the radar when it came to like big MLB stars. But Blue Jays, smart Blue Jays fans
love
always
them.
Pick out. Yeah. Love John. McDonald.
There are still Johnny Mac jerseys.
Yeah.
From time to time.
Oh yeah, dude.
Still one of the best defensive shortstops this team has had.
One of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it wasn't
like your best friends with Omar Vizquel and you learn from him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he was good, but like, what sets him apart from really good shortstops was he was smart with the ball as well.
Yeah.
Like he never got himself into trouble with it. Like he wasn't going to make the out. He just held on to the ball.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Which is
he just like you teach
so
the kids,
underrated
guys.
And undervalued.
Nothing really got by him. Like he would make these phenomenal plays that he was not afraid to get dirty. He was just outstanding at shortstop. If only he could hit. That's the thing. Only he could hit, which made that Father's Day home run that much more special because Johnny Mac does not hit home runs. I'm telling you, if you're a new Blue Jays fan, it's during the Angry Bird era. Go dig back if you can stomach it. Watch that home. Oh my God!
Jamie Campbell had the call on it too.
Yes, yes.
It got rich.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
great call.
So good. All right.
Anyway, so I'm going to tell this one, and I'm going to quick add up the total here before we go into sudden death overtime or whatever the hell you want to call round four.
Sure.
So I'm going to go through here and say this pitcher has thrown 41 innings in the postseason.
So not necessarily with the Blue Jays.
That would be a key clue because there's so many.
Yes.
So.
And that doesn't necessarily mean he's a starter or
he'd
have to be a really good reliever for a really long time.
This next one will help put it in a little bit of perspective for all y'all. Has hit 4 major league home runs in his 17-year career as a pitcher. So he obviously played in the National League.
David Cohn?
That would have been a good guess. David Cohn was a sneaky good hitter.
I know he's like one of your favorite pitchers. Like you see, you got to think like Craig on his.
I love David Cohn.
You gotta think
Jimmy
like Craig.
Key's my boy, though. Just saying.
Yeah.
You gotta dig back to the '80s.
Yeah. You got.
Well, I figured you guys are gonna go all new school and shit. I can go a little.
Yeah, dig in the '80s.
Yeah. At least go to the World Series years and mess with the younglings here.
This is how you get me.
Meanwhile, Adam, what? You're like 5 minutes younger or older than me.
Wait. How many innings has he pitched?
41.
41 total innings in the postseason.
Timlin?
That would have been a very good guess because he's played on a lot of World Series teams between the Blue Jays, the Red Sox. There's some other team he was on there that was Phillies, right?
I think
he was on the years there with Utley and everything, I think was the end of his career.
Did you hear my guess?
Very good guess.
Did you hear my guess, Craig?
I did not.
Lighter?
I heard Cone. That would also be a very good guess, but that is also incorrect.
Son of a bitch.
I need another clue.
I think you guys might get this one if you guys are, you know, happy with watching your MLB blooper reels. I am famous for breaking a truck window during warm-up pitches between innings.
Oh,
Morris?
No.
Okay. Well, it wasn't a nose, so.
Okay, this last one and narrows it down to two Blue Jays. Last clue.
Oh, don't go choppy now.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it already while it was going choppy.
Yeah. No, I didn't say it already yet.
No, what are you doing? Say it again.
So I take that means you all want the last clue.
Yeah. Yes.
I won't get it. I guarantee you I won't get it.
I am one of two Blue Jays to ever lead the league in strikeouts. American League.
I don't know.
Wells?
Oh, man. Come on, you guys. One of them just did it this year. You hadn't read that article on who the other person was?
Led the league in strikeouts?
Led the American League in strikeouts as a Blue Jay.
So Ray and Clemens.
Actually, sorry. He would have been one of three because Clemens did do it.
Oh, messing with
Here we go now.
I'm sorry. So anyway, come on. We're on the last clue. Now I'm giving it to you. You still all don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
No idea.
It couldn't have been Steve because you said he didn't play in the National League enough to have. And it's not Cone. Was Cone ever a big strikeout guy?
Cone was a monster guy with the Royals. Yeah. But this guy led the league as a Blue Jay. And David Cone never really played a full season with the Blue Jays.
Who would have played a
full... I have no idea. I'm giving up my own wife.
Jimmy Key?
No, you're all going to hate me in about 5 seconds as soon as I say the name.
Hang on.
I'm shutting up.
I get a lot of these last ditch points, so I got to scrape them together whenever I can.
Can we get a year range?
Angry Birds.
Oh, shit.
You guys are killing me.
Strikeouts.
I'm actually not reaching all the way back into the fucking time machine on this one.
AJ Burnett.
Boom. There it is.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Fucking damn it. I was going way back.
I just started thinking the Angry Birds era. I'm just like, Burnett was a strikeout guy. So.
That season is what got him paid by the Yankees. And if you haven't seen that blooper of him taking out the truck window, you really need to watch it.
Yeah, well, he was no hitter.
Not even kidding. It looked like something out of the movie Major League. He just lets the thing go, and it cruises over the catcher. The catcher just sees the thing and just sits there. I don't know if he planned on doing it or was throwing at the ball, the mascot, but the Florida Marlin mascot was cruising around in the pickup truck, you know, waving everybody from the bed of the pickup truck, and that thing just sailed right into the back window of the truck and blew it up. And Chris is already going to the videotape, I see.
I guess so.
No, I was just double-checking the strikeout thing because I didn't believe that Burnett actually led the league in strikeouts.
Played a full season and was really, really good.
Yeah.
He had 231 strikeouts. I didn't believe it. I thought that somebody better would have had more.
That's a lot of strikeouts, man. How many is Robbie Ray? 240-something is what I recall.
Like, that's a lot of strikeouts, but that was... Oh, that's not as far back as what I thought it was. So that was only 2000. That was 2008.
Yeah.
No, 2000. Well, yeah, 2008.
Yeah.
2008.
Because I think 2009 was the year he went to the damn Yankees and won with CeCe.
Yep. World Series.
So.
And still at a 4.07 ERA. Good Lord. Yeah.
Oh, my God, guys. Jesus. The dogs are attacking. So let me give me 2 seconds here for... All right, we ready for the leaderboard?
Leaderboard time.
I'm sorry to do this to you, Adam, but you are last place with four.
For sure. Yeah.
But
for sure.
You are the only you person got the to first get one on that clue.
Yeah. You got the very first one, and then that was it, I think. Or like the second one.
No, I got the second one because it was Justine.
Yes.
Just to be that guy, I am only leading you by 1 point at five.
That's all right.
So, and then, sorry to say, we're down to the wire between the other two contestants here with Chris Key at seven and Mr. Panikkar at eight.
Ooh, we got to finish.
Yeah. Brendan literally has one more eked out at the end than you, Chris. You've been doing very good on that last question, but Brendan has done one more better.
It was
than
the
AJ
Burnett one that put me ahead.
I was thinking too far back.
Yes.
I was thinking
I thought a little
to this guy until you said I was like, oh yeah, AJ Burnett.
I thought a little bit too much like Craig.
See, it's not all about here. I can change it up just enough to mess with you, Chris.
I think the next one
will be more on your point. So there's the score as we go into the final round here. Chris, do you have that one in your memory bank that you were talking about still handy?
Yeah, I can pull one out of my ass.
Just make sure you get the numbers right, unlike what I did with the AJ Burnett one, okay?
Yeah. No. I got it. It's all good. Was the Toronto Blue Jays first round pick?
Okay. I don't know if I can answer on that.
Can you give us a year?
That'd be
no, because I don't have that written.
Give it away.
Got it.
it's not on the paper.
Yeah.
Was the first Blue Jay to have a 30-30 season?
Oh, mother. Was it actually Jose Canseco?
No. He got drafted by the A's.
Yeah, but that he didn't say who it was, did he?
Oh, no, I thought he did. I thought he said Blue Jays drafted him, no? No, he said it was the first round pick. That's true.
Was a Toronto Blue Jays first round pick.
There you go. Okay. All right.
Was an all-star in 99.
Sean Green.
Yes.
Damn.
That probably because you heard that one before. That was
one of the ones you gave me before? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was one of the ones.
Everyone, I'll take half the points on that then. Because I only wrote down one anyway. Ah, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'll do that for cheating.
Yeah, I just pulled those ones. Because you did so well on those ones the last time I did them.
Oh, you mean the whole 1 point I scored on four questions?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. So just to say, I still only got 1 point from that question. Just
yay.
All right.
What you got, Brennan?
Okay. I pitched 3.5 seasons for the Blue Jays between 2012 and 2016.
Oof. That's a weird crossover, too.
2012 and 2016?
Yep.
Stroman?
Nope.
2012. Oh,
Cecil.
Nope.
No, Cecil left in 2016. 2012, 2016. Couldn't have been Ari Dickey because Ari Dickey signed in 2000, well, traded in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So 2012. All right, go ahead.
I pitched two complete game shutouts in that time frame.
Oh.
Mark Burley.
Oh, Morrow.
Nope.
Did you hear me, Brennan?
Who do you say?
Mark Burley.
Nope. Well,
Burley came in 2013.
Yeah.
It was 12 to 16, you said?
Yep, in 3.5 seasons.
In 3.5. So he came at the trade.
He left.
Deadline. Oh, okay.
Jay Happ.
Nope.
No.
Damn.
No, he I'm came back.
To go with this clue. I'll save it. One clue I have in my mind could give it away potentially, but I'm going to go with the
other one. That's your fourth clue.
No, this is my third now.
Estrada?
Nope. Need another one?
Yeah.
No.
Chris is always the holdup.
No, I'm kind of with Chris here because I'm thinking about those rosters.
Trying to think of who was even on the rosters long enough in those eras or in that stretch. Because there's a lot of changeover, especially after that 2014 roster. That's the let's get rid of Aaron Hill and Adam Lind and everybody and bring in some new people.
2012 though.
He came in You didn't say if he was traded or a free agent, right? No. Okay. All right. The hell came in 2012.
I'll give you another clue, but it won't give it away. It's just adding some more to this. I pitched
more
against
the
Blue Jays this season. I pitched against the Blue Jays this season.
Pitched against the Blue Jays this season. Fuck is this shit?
It is shit.
My last clue I have in my mind.
No.
Not going to it yet, but the clue I have in my mind, if we get to it, might give it away if you think of the era properly.
It's not. You pitched against the Blue Jays this year. It's not Sanchez. He was still around.
You need to make it into spring training, basically.
It's not Loop, is it?
No, because he had complete game shutouts.
Okay.
You said complete game shutouts, right? Yeah, okay.
F and A, man. F and A.
Two complete game shutouts. Who the hell pitched?
Sorry, I just looked it up. There's one complete game shutout, another complete game. My bad. The other one was not a shutout.
Either way, moving still a starting pitcher. Again.
One run allowed in the other one.
And it wasn't Estrada? No, because he left.
Him in 15.
Yeah.
Went for Adam Lind.
Mm-hmm.
God, that was a beard, wasn't it?
Okay. Yep. If you're ready for this clue.
Nope. Mm-mm. I'm thinking of that roster.
Yeah,
I didn't say to do this to the content, boys. Just saying.
Complete game.
Okay, so I'm trying to think of the rotation. It was Dickey. Bryce was in it. Stroman, Estrada.
You're thinking 15, though.
This isn't.
Yeah, I know. I know, but he pitched in 15, though.
Think of 3.5 seasons from 2012 to 2016. That doesn't add up. That should be 4.5 seasons.
For the Jays? So
he left and came back.
Nope. Yeah, so it couldn't have been Price.
So it was somebody that, it's definitely not Price.
Nope.
It's not Estrada. It's not Sanchez. It's not Dickey.
I'm trying to think of who the hell left in that time frame and came back as a reliever.
No, they didn't. No, nobody left. They just got sent down or
not that hurt. Either.
Hurt.
Yes.
And it wasn't Stroman?
Nope.
It wasn't McGowan? No, because McGowan didn't come back and he didn't do that.
No, McGowan didn't come back that late.
He would have said almost no hitter or something. It'd be McGowan.
Yeah, same
one
with
damn
same
fucking pitch.
Yeah, same with Morrow.
He was at that game.
Yes, okay. Okay, are we ready for the last clue?
No. We traded him away in 16.
Yes.
At the deadline.
Yes.
It was who do we trade for Francisco?
Frank Francisco?
No, what the fuck is his name? We traded him for the Pirates.
He pitched against them this year.
What's his name?
Adding this clue on not to take points away. He started opening day 2015.
He has to do it.
Yeah, okay. So what the fuck is his name?
He started 2015 opening day.
Yes.
He's who we traded for. Oh,
yes,
God.
Yes, Adam, you have it. You're thinking of the right guy. You just got to get his name now.
Drew Hutchison.
Slap it out of his
butt. Yes!
That's it. It's Drew Hutchison.
Son of a bitch.
Hutchison pitched
points.
A complete game shutout against Texas in 2014, which was his best year, and then it all went downhill when he came back in 2015 after opening day.
Yes. Yeah.
So did Chris Vulture that 1 point again? Or was that a halfer?
I give Adam a half point there because he the clues kicked in eventually.
Turned into an over under game.
I'll take the half point, but it doesn't matter. I'm nowhere closer to where I was.
Yeah, I'm just going to be that guy and put a half on here to be that.
That's fine. I'm still in last. All right, here we go.
My really official, the back of this random envelope I found with our scoreboard.
This should be quite easy as well. I do these
as well.
Yeah.
Was that
as well's? No.
A clue.
14th overall pick in 2006.
McGowan. No, nope. Sorry. No. He made his debut that year. Mm-hmm. No, 2005. He made his debut in 2006.
Why do I feel like this should be a Shea Hillenbrand?
Nope.
No.
2008, he was the youngest positional player in the MLB.
Travis Snyder?
Yep.
Oh, damn. Oh, and Panikkar just destroys the lead.
I think I got to get it on like the. I got to get it on the first clue here, I think.
The other clues were.
Pretty sure.
Oh, Brennan just crushed it.
See if there's a chance for you, Chris, because I'm pretty sure that. That Mr. Corsair and I have been mathematically eliminated at this point, yeah. So we're playing spoiler.
pitched for the Reds in 2014 and released by the Orioles in 15, but signed a minor league deal with the Braves in 2021. True Alex Anthopoulos style.
Still kicking around.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, no, he got released. He got released in September.
Yeah, okay.
So, yes, you are correct, Chris. You can get number four on this at that clue. You can... actually tie Panikkar.
Ooh, and then we gotta go for sudden death. Yeah.
Sudden death.
All right.
So
make this interesting.
So we can play spoilers here, Craig.
Yes, and just ruin everything. Yeah. We could be the Baltimore Orioles trying to fuck us last week of the season.
It's Craig's clue, so it's all up to you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Let me get ready for this one. I just want to make sure
I need it on the first
rain on your parade. So Adam, it's actually up to you. I have to make sure I'm asking a hard one. And I did pretty good, I think.
I'm in. Let's go.
All right. He has hit.
Hang on. I gotta get it on the first one to tie. Okay.
Yes. So you have to do this one I'm starting to read that you interrupted me in.
Kevin Biggio, Jeff Fry.
Ron.
Damn.
He has hit for the cycle in his career.
Son of a bitch.
Doesn't mean it has to be a Blue Jay, and you just eliminated the other two guys that I've already talked about. So, Ron. Wait for it.
Melky?
Wait for it. Nope. That is a negative, sir.
Yeah.
You got to settle for second, or you want another?
No, hang on here.
It's got to be a time limit on it. There's got to be a time limit on it.
All right.
No, this is bullshit.
I'm setting the time. You have 30 seconds, sir.
This is
get
for
moving.
The marbles. No. Don't do a time limit. He already had one guess. Do a three guess max, so you get two guesses per question, per hit.
Hey, that's fair.
Well, he has to get him on this, so let's give him three strikes and he's out in typical baseball.
So he's already got one strike. He's got one strike.
I'm not even going to count that one because he was just fucking around and he didn't listen to my whole thing. No,
I'll take Melky as a guess because that would have been an actual guess.
Okay, so you have two more strikes, sir.
He's hit for the site. Fucking great. Out of how many years of Blue Jays baseball?
There's only a few hundred people that have ever hit the cycle that have played for the Blue Jays even in their career.
Yeah, so... just thinking of who would be fast enough, and they didn't do it as a Blue Jay.
Yes, because we've already mathematically eliminated the three people that have done it in Blue Jays uniforms.
Hey, Aaron Hill?
You motherfucker.
Wow.
Really?
Oh, damn.
You are 100% accurate, sir. Damn. You are now the co-champion of the Jaybird Watching's first January edition of Guess That Blue Jay. How did you feel? Come on, now.
We have to do a sudden death.
That Aaron Hill did.
Sorry, I went full game show host for a second. So I guess, Adam, you and I need to go offline and text message each other.
No,
or do you just want...
Hold on.
You got
one. I'm going to get one. Don't worry.
I think just because it's two youngins, you need to go into the Blue Jays history books here and get back in the DeLorean.
Oh, here's
one. Then we'll
be
sitting here for days.
Uh-oh.
So now I get to play spoilers, what I'm saying. So yeah, I'm going to give you the other three clues.
No. I'm going to text you who I'm thinking of, Craig.
Okay.
And
but
if you
the
wanna,
rest of the Aaron
wanna...
Hill line, while you're doing that... He was an all-star and a silver slugger in the same season as a Blue Jay.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
That wouldn't have given it away for me, but...
13th overall pick in 2003 by the Blue Jays. And then he was traded to the Blue Jays for Kelly Johnson.
Yeah, that would give it away for me.
With somebody else we were already talking about on this show.
John he was traded McDonald.
With
John McDonald.
Donnie Mack.
Aaron Hill hit for the cycle like
role.
Wasn't it like right after he got traded? It was later that season, right?
Yeah, that's when he hit the cycles right after he got traded, basically.
He hit Milwaukee, like two in the same week, didn't he?
He was close.
He hit it twice in the one season.
Yeah. The beginning it of the season, was like within a week or two of each other as well. Like it was super close.
Either way, Aaron Hill, still not worthy, just saying. Guy can rake. All right. All right.
You got that, Craig?
If you want to be that cruel and go for that, you are all well, that, my
friend. All right. Here's the first clue. And this one's for Brendan. All right.
All right.
Hang on. So I can't answer?
No, you can.
Oh, okay.
You can. But it's in both of your wheelhouse. That's what makes this fair.
Okay.
Signed with the Blue Jays in 2005.
Lyle Overbay. Troy Glass.
Nope. You get one more guess for this clue. All right. That's three. No.
That's three. No.
In 2000.
I love how you just took over this terrible game show host shit.
We're mathematically out.
Orlando Hudson?
No, I'm just being a dick.
Nope. Craig, you can go for the next clue, by the way.
This is all you, man. I know you're reading, but I got nothing in front of me.
Okay. All right.
I would have been 15 at the time. That would have been Shea Hillenbrand?
Nope.
Can I guess?
I just can't say the ship is sinking.
No, because you've already had three. God,
I get two.
Three,
yeah. No, you did three.
I did Overbay Gloss, and that's it. That's
I
two.
Thought you did one more.
No. I was starting to say my third one, BJ Ryan.
No.
Still wrong.
No, he was signed. Okay. Go ahead with the next clue.
His first MLB team was the Anaheim Angels in 1999.
David Eckstein.
No.
Fuck.
That was a fun guess.
He wasn't in 2005.
Was with Anaheim.
So what happens when you stump them completely on this Corsair? Do I have to pick one?
Yep. So get one ready.
All right, I'm gonna go for it.
And it wasn't Gloss?
It was not Gloss.
So it wasn't the big free agency signings in 2005 or the...
No, it was a trade, right?
Nope, he signed.
Oh, signed. Jays. Oh, yep. Okay. Sorry, I thought it was a trade.
Nope.
Oh.
Was it going into the 2005 season or going into the 2006 season?
Into the 2005 season.
Okay.
Next clue?
Drafted by Anaheim in 99.
No, didn't say that. Made his debut.
Oh, made his debut with... Oh, sorry.
You want another clue?
I'm ready for the next clue myself.
Yeah.
Next clue? Won a World Series with the Angels in 2002.
Benji Molina? No.
Nope.
Molina?
Benji Molina.
No.
No, not Benji. It wouldn't have been Jose either. Son of a bitch. I love me some Molina catching as well. God damn, those guys were good. Made his debut in 99, signed with the Blue Jays in 2005.
Paul Bird.
Nope.
Damn it. You're not far off.
Who the fuck was that?
Dave Berg. No, I'm just kidding.
Shit.
Don't worry, I'm working on your guys' real tiebreaker after he stumps you.
2005.
Adam, you have the most evil look on your face right now. You're having too much
fun. I love
it.
Like, I just remember playing.
Once again, I have nothing to even look. I have a 92 World Series thing.
I have that
Sulawesi,
same plaque.
Halliday, and Donaldson.
Yeah, I have that same plaque. I love
My gnome.
And your gnome.
And a Buck Martinez book.
Next clue.
He signed. Huh.
Yes.
And like he, I don't think he was good. That's the thing, because like
he was not.
So that's technically another clue for you guys. Yep. Literally dig into the dumpster.
During the 05 season, he slipped on a just watered field in Oakland, suffering the worst injury of his career, tearing a tendon behind his left knee near his hamstring.
Why do I should know this now. Is Turris?
Esteras played for the 2013 team and they just never, 2015 team and they just let him, run.
Yeah. It's somebody like that that was supposed to be a decent signing and then never turned out to be anything, I think.
I'll give you an additional clue just for fun. You're thinking the wrong side of the diamond, both of you.
It's a pitcher.
Reliever. That's my guess. That's what I've been trying to think of like the last little while. A reliever. Scott Schoenweiss.
Bam.
How in the fuck?
Holy shit.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, you deserve it
there. Well done. Well done.
You deserve it.
I never thought a million years I was going to get that.
And then I went through the bullpen of that era. Pete Walker was in there. Justin Spire was in there.
Justin Spire was actually good, though.
Biddy Chalk was in there. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, there's a name I haven't heard in years. The Chalk.
Well done. Brendan.
Well
done.
I was getting scared.
See, the IRA was teed up one. Do you want to play one more?
I think that was only 1 point for Brendan. So you guys
he's technically just in the lead. So I'm going to just see. I have one kind of here. I have three clues.
Sure. Let's do it.
I'll work with the fourth one.
You got to text it to me.
I will. Then you're going to have to deal with my. Oh, hold on. I can do this. I forgot.
Yeah, you can just take a picture.
I forgot I have my work computer in front of me, and I can actually text from this computer.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
It's going to appear in the chat accidentally.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Just look away.
Yeah. You can DM me on Twitter if that makes it easier.
I got it. You and I had to be busting each other's balls recently over the Bills stuff, so.
Perfect. All right. Perfect. This shouldn't be as hard as Scott Schoenweiss.
I figured it was a good way to end it. So yeah, sure. I'll start with clue number Uno, all-star four times with the Toronto Blue Jays, and he was also an all-star one other time.
Vernon Wells?
Negative, sir.
Damn. Do I have to think like Craig here?
It wouldn't hurt you.
Alex Rios.
No,
I thought he was trying to think like Craig. Yeah. He was an all-star, but he was with the Royals, I think. Yeah. Mm.
And he won a World Series with them, too.
Something. Yeah, he did.
He did, unfortunately, asshole. That bastard. Yeah. Sorry.
That one never happened.
Yeah, that's right. Who the fuck cares? Anybody remember that? No? All right.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Who the fuck cares?
All right, I'm going to at least give you with a time frame with this next clue, if you're ready.
Okay.
Yep.
Just give me 2 seconds to make sure I got it right. All right. He was a top 10 of MVP voting in 1987, and he also got MVP votes from 1986 through 1989.
It's a giveaway.
Bell? Not a bad idea. Either of those guys.
Barfield?
You're wrong.
Nope.
Mosby?
Tony Fernandez.
Nope. There he is.
Damn!
Brendan wins.
The next and only other clue you needed was I was on the Blue Jays four times.
Brendan wins.
The true last clue on that is he will be number one in all of our hearts.
Yes. Yeah.
Brendan wins.
So I even gave you the tease right before I gave you the clues. I said numero uno.
Yeah, so can I claim my prize?
Did you pick that up, Corsair?
I did not. No. I thought we were just going.
So
I was just being a dick.
Can I claim my prize as a 49ers win over the Cowboys on Sunday?
I guess you'll find out.
Can that be my prize?
I hope so. Go down with the Cowboys. And that's mostly just because if my Bills actually beat the Patriots on Sunday, like they're going to, I don't want them to see the damn Cowboys again in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They're a Super Bowl.
So anyway. if I don't get that prize, we need to play again, and I'm on an actual prize this time.
I'll send you Ted Lilly in your next
game. Yeah, there you go.
All right. So Zenny, that was a fun game, guys. I really had a good time, and I felt like a barroom discussion. That was really good. So thank you, Chris Key, for giving us such a fun, wonderful evening instead of goofing around with the – I think I got you all with, like, trivia night last year, but it was all me hosting, and it was just – I felt like a dick the whole night.
No, this was fun. So, this is a good – this is a nice little go-to if we get you know, caught with content, but maybe hopefully it ramps up.
So, so we'll see you the next – 4 to 7
see you in 2 weeks.
With the same thing. Tune in next time for the same thing we did tonight.
Yeah, with so many more Blue Jays players, we all forgot, but we'll remember.
Well, you know what we could do? We could, people that are listening, if you listen on YouTube, we do have, or watch on YouTube, we do have a comment section on YouTube, so you can guess along with us. And
we even have that. That's actually in the live chat. So if you're watching on YouTube or even on Twitter for that fact, or Facebook Live, we have full access to your all chat. If you're listening to the live show and the live feed, make sure you get in on that, because we can actually have everybody involved in here. And maybe this is where I try to get the Facebook or the Twitter Spaces thing to work again, and we can actually have a legit trivia night with everybody, because that experiment crashed and burned pretty efficiently last time I tried it. So
that's all right.
Chris, you got something on your mind, I can tell.
No.
You look like you were searching for another clue. No, where's the paw print?
No. Blue's Clues is a favorite in my house, Ben.
Yeah, dude, that's why.
Classic.
Kids, I know it is.
Classic. My daughter just discovered Paw Patrol, so we're all about Paw Patrol now.
Oh, yeah, we're all about Paw Patrol. Anything with dogs is what's going on in this house. Paw Patrol on a roll.
Yeah,
my daughter is 11, so I'm just past that where she's in that ballpark where she doesn't know if she wants to watch cartoons or anything, and just basically is stuck on YouTube watching garbage all day.
Yeah, but the thing is, she'll come back. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah, she better.
With when I was a kid, it was always like Nicktoons and stuff, classics, and now at 36, I'm like, you know what? I still dig Nicktoons. I'd watch them. So
that's because Ren and Stimpy and Rocko are the shit. Just saying.
They are, dude. If anybody has not watched Rocko, that. Like, when I was a kid, I did not realize how messed up that show is. That show is fucked up. So what I'm like,
just saying, Nickelodeon wouldn't get away with that these days. But
no
to that point,
way.
Show it to your children, because they'll actually, you know, laugh for a change instead of being, oh my God, great things, this, that, whatever. Yeah. So it was a very clever show for its time. But anyway, gentlemen, this was, like we said, a fun night. I hope we get to do this again at some point. Or maybe this is one of those special edition things we do once baseball players are actually allowed to be back on the damn diamond. But to that point, we are doing the every two weeks that we are, like I said, we're basically putting ourselves in, imposing our own, you know, protest/lockout on the frickin' whole nonsense and what's going on here. It is a rumor that the Blue Jay or the players and whatnot are finally getting together to talk the economics of the game. Usually involves that they actually have to do something to get economics for and from the game, you know, all that kind of crap. But to that point, we'll be back here in 2 weeks with something and having fun with everybody here in Blue Jays land. Make sure you enjoy our barroom chat here. Subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasting pleasures from. And make sure you join us for these wonderful live shows. It was fun to see plenty of you chiming in during the show. I'm sorry to say I couldn't keep looking at it because I didn't want to cheat. I only was looking at it when I was the one that was actually hosting. So I'm sorry. We'll find a way to make this more interactive next time. But we had to goof around and have something fun. It seemed like a good way for everybody. I hope you're in your car rides or wherever you're in your commutes. You enjoy this while you get to do there as you're shouting at us, hoping to get it right as well. So anyways, fellas, on that note, ready for the 1, 2, 3, let's go Blue Jays and the Ric Flair and fun. All right. 1, 2, 3.
Woo! Let's go Blue Jays. End the lockout, please.
For the love of God.
We'll be right back. mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.